What if your safest relationship became your greatest threat? One morning, you're sharing coffee with your partner of 20 years. By evening, you've discovered they've been living a double life. This isn't a thriller plot. It's the reality facing countless couples today. Shirley P. Glass spent decades studying this devastating phenomenon, and what she discovered challenges everything we thought we knew about cheating. The most dangerous affairs don't start in bars or dating apps. They begin at the office coffee machine, in gym parking lots, through late-night work emails, innocent spaces where just friends gradually becomes something unrecognizable. Her research revealed a startling pattern. 82% of unfaithful partners had affairs with someone who started as merely a friend. This isn't your grandmother's infidelity. It's quieter, slower, and far more destructive. Because by the time anyone realizes what's happening, emotional roots have grown impossibly deep. Think about your closest work colleague or gym buddy. Now imagine that relationship gradually replacing your marriage as your primary emotional connection. This is how modern affairs unfold, not through dramatic passion, but through incremental boundary erosions that feel harmless until they're not. The workplace breeds vulnerability. Collaborating on challenging projects, sharing frustrations, celebrating victories, the adrenaline can masquerade as attraction. Glass called this the cup of coffee syndrome, casual breaks evolving into eagerly anticipated intimate conversations where you share dreams and disappointments you haven't mentioned to your spouse in months. What makes these friendships turned affairs uniquely destructive is their foundation in genuine connection. Unlike stereotypical affairs driven by pure sexual attraction, these relationships begin with mutual respect, intellectual stimulation, and emotional understanding. The affair partner isn't some mysterious stranger. They're someone who genuinely gets you. By the time physical boundaries are crossed, participants already feel profoundly connected, making the betrayal exponentially more devastating. The progression follows a predictable pattern: deepening emotional intimacy, increasing secrecy, and growing sexual chemistry. Glass introduced a powerful metaphor: walls and windows. In healthy marriages, partners maintain transparency with each other, windows letting light and honesty flow freely, while establishing appropriate boundaries with others, walls protecting the relationship's intimacy. Affairs reverse this architecture entirely, creating walls of secrecy towards spouses while opening windows of intimacy with affair partners. The reversal happens gradually. You start omitting details about your friendship while sharing increasingly personal information with your friend: work frustrations, childhood dreams, marital disappointments. Emotional energy that should flow toward your spouse gets redirected. You're building two separate worlds, and your spouse no longer has full access to yours. The unfaithful partner begins living a double life. Some become skilled at compartmentalization, fully engaging with whoever they're with at that moment. Others become what Glass calls monogamous infidels, emotionally invested primarily in the affair, while their marriage becomes a hollow shell maintained for practical reasons. The psychological burden becomes crushing. Managing logistics consumes enormous energy, hiding communications, explaining absences, concealing expenses. The emotional toll runs deeper. Maintaining two inauthentic relationships creates profound internal conflict. For those whose behavior contradicts their fundamental values, this dissonance becomes unbearable. Discovery registers as an emotional earthquake. Whether through accidental discovery, confession, or confrontation, learning of a partner's betrayal shatters your fundamental understanding of reality. Your relationship, your partner, even your own judgment, everything you thought you knew disintegrates in an instant. Betrayed partners often develop trauma symptoms. 24% experience severe anxiety, 18% have panic symptoms, and 30% develop clinical depression. Your body enters constant fight-or-flight mode. Sleep becomes impossible, appetite fluctuates, concentration fragments. You cycle between rage, numbness, and obsessive reviewing, craving intimacy one moment, demanding distance the next. You become what Glass calls a bloodhound, investigating every detail. This hypervigilance isn't paranoia. It's a survival response to discovering your reality was fiction. When Dennis discovered Dora's affair, he found himself checking her phone, scrutinizing credit cards, driving past her tennis club, behaviors that would have seemed absurd weeks earlier. Trauma severity depends on how you discovered the truth, which assumptions shattered, the betrayal's nature, duration, emotional involvement, relationship with the affair partner, and whether the threat continues. Double betrayals, where the affair partner was a friend or relative, destroy multiple relationships simultaneously. For unfaithful partners, discovery brings panic about losing their marriage, resentment toward their spouse's snooping, impatience with questioning, and genuine grief over ending the affair. Research shows unfaithful wives experience more anxiety and depression than unfaithful husbands, likely because women typically invest more emotionally in affairs. Recovery demands complete transparency from the unfaithful partner, reversing the walls and windows that enabled the affair. This means ending all contact with the affair partner while opening complete access to the spouse. No closure conversations, no friendship transitions, no gradual fade-outs. When Dora refused to stop playing tennis with her lover, despite claiming she wanted to save her marriage, Dennis couldn't believe her commitment. Remaining friends with an affair partner actively destroys healing. If professional contact is unavoidable, it must be strictly business with clear boundaries and full disclosure. The unfaithful partner must become accountable for their whereabouts and communications. This isn't controlling behavior, it addresses a legitimate security issue. During stabilization, practice damage control. Set structured discussion times rather than explosive conversations whenever emotions erupt. Avoid midnight talks that deprive both of sleep, and take timeouts when emotions overwhelm. Address concrete questions about who, what, where, and when, establishing reality rather than exploring motivations, which comes later. Conventional wisdom says the less said about the affair, the better. Research proves this catastrophically wrong. Peggy Vaughn's survey of 1,083 betrayed partners revealed that when unfaithful spouses answered all questions, 86% of couples remained married and 72% rebuilt trust. When they refused, only 59% remained married and merely 31% rebuilt trust. Complete disclosure serves three essential purposes. First, it rebuilds trust by replacing fiction with truth. When Cliff kept asking, he discovered his wife's affair lasted 2 years, not the couple of times she initially admitted. Second, disclosure releases the secret ties binding the unfaithful partner to the affair. Secret relationships become overvalued through thought suppression. Trying not to think about something intensifies those thoughts. Once disclosed, the freedom to discuss openly diminishes obsessive thoughts. Third, disclosure increases marital intimacy by removing barriers to genuine closeness. Stan and Stella had acknowledged his affair, but hadn't discussed details. When they finally had an honest conversation, they reconnected physically for the first time in over a year. How couples discuss infidelity matters as much as what they share. The process typically progresses through three stages: truth-seeking, where the betrayed partner interrogates adversarially; information-seeking, where they gather facts neutrally; and mutual understanding, where both partners empathetically explore the affair's meaning. How couples discuss infidelity matters as much as what they share. The process typically progresses through three stages: truth-seeking, where the betrayed partner interrogates adversarially; information-seeking, where they gather facts neutrally; and mutual understanding, where both partners empathetically explore the affair's meaning. Sexual disconnection often precedes affairs, though not as expected. Husbands typically desire greater frequency, while wives prioritize emotional connection. Surprisingly, unfaithful husbands enjoy marital sex as much as faithful ones. Their affairs aren't about sexual dissatisfaction. Unfaithful wives, however, report significantly more sexual dissatisfaction. Inequitable relationships create vulnerability when one partner consistently feels they contribute more than they receive. Child-centered marriages create fertile ground for affairs when parents neglect their romantic connection. Personal attitudes about monogamy strongly influence behavior, often more than marital happiness. Childhood experiences create persistent patterns, entitlement, attachment styles, parental identification, while life transitions trigger vulnerability as people question their identities. Understanding infidelity's architecture is essential survival knowledge. Recovery follows a 4 steps forward, 1 step back pattern, requiring 1 to 2 years. Prevention remains infinitely preferable. By understanding how friendships cross boundaries, how vulnerabilities create risk, and how walls and windows become misplaced, you can protect your relationship before devastation strikes. Build your foundation strong, maintain it consciously, and protect it fiercely, because the relationship you save through awareness is infinitely more valuable than one rebuilt from rubble.